With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Authorities are investigating a connection between the mass shooting at Brown University and the killing of an MIT professor 2 days later.
That's according to three people familiar with the matter. Two of them say that investigators had identified a person of interest in the shootings and were actively seeking that individual. The shooting at Brown on Saturday killed two students and wounded nine others. The attacker got away.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman. Seven people were killed when a small plane crashed north of Charlotte, North Carolina earlier today. And authorities now say former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle and his family were among the victims. The Cessna C-550 had taken off from the Statesville Regional Airport this morning, but soon crashed while trying to return and land. With Obamacare credits expiring at the end of December, President Trump is sounding skeptical about extending those subsidies. And he accuses Democrats of being too cozy with health insurance companies.
And the Democrats having a hard time. They give a lot of money to the Democrats. Very little money to Republicans, by the way. A lot of money to Democrats. And they're going to have to decide, do they want to do the right thing or do they want to be beholden to the, you know, insurance companies?
The president has said he prefers sending money directly to Americans for them to buy insurance. TikTok has signed a deal to sell its U.S. business to three American investors, Oracle, Silver Lake, and MGX. That ensures the popular social video platform can continue operating here in the U.S. The deal is expected to close sometime next month. Prices rose at a 2.7% annual rate last month, a better-than-expected number from the Labor Department, and that was well-received on Wall Street, where stocks closed higher. This is SRN News. Barna Group researchers have taken a look at 25 years of U.S. religious data.
The news is not good. In 2000, 74% of self-identified Christians in this country said that their faith was an important part of their daily life. In 2025, it's 54%, a 20-point decline. Barna says, quote, when belief ceases to carry weight in a person's worldview, Christian practices tend to follow suit. Barna also reports that amongst Christians, as 31% believe they have a personal responsibility to spread the gospel, down from 35% in 2000. Michael Harrington reporting.
Australia is mourning the deaths of 15 Jews murdered this past weekend at a Hanukkah celebration on Bondi Beach. A giant menorah is being projected onto the walls of Sydney's iconic opera house at night, and hundreds of people gathered for an interfaith service. Meanwhile, authorities are probing a possible connection between the shooters and ISIS. This is SRN News. Correspondent Rich Thomason reports that a veteran war correspondent has passed away.
Award-winning correspondent Peter Arnett spent decades dodging bullets and bombs, bringing the world eyewitness accounts of war from the rice paddies of Vietnam to the deserts of Iraq. His son Andrew says his father died Wednesday in Newport Beach, California, surrounded by family and friends. Battling prostate cancer, he entered hospice care on Saturday. Peter Arnett was 91. Rich Thomason reporting.
In Colorado, hurricane force winds downed power lines and fanned wildfires. Work crews in the state are mopping up, but also bracing for more severe weather. In parts of eastern Colorado, wind speeds topped 100 miles per hour. A section of Interstate 70 in western Kansas was also closed. More strong wind expected tomorrow. More details at srnnews.com.